Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive service.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
That's me.
That's you. And we're actually coming to the end. This is the last segment of the day. It's amazing how fast these shows go. Yeah. And especially when you have the third guest, which I'm not against. It makes no difference. I mean, the talk, old-time radio, people love it. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to throw them in. But if we have another guest, we have another guest. It makes no difference because there's more, you know, education on our. We learn something from everyone. So all these three people today, it was wonderful. And if people listen to the show as I wish they would, it becomes so inclusive and so educational on a fun perspective.
That's right. I like that.
You know, we're not
always a
here.
Dose of fun.
Oh, my God.
We're not too serious.
No, you can't be. It doesn't make sense.
But I feel like that's the best way to learn.
I agree 100%.
Really and also I want to mention in the Pioneer, we also have a blurb about the Romeos, which David is a part of. So, David, give us a little spiel on the Romeos.
Well, we start with the philosophy of the idea that men do not socialize as easily as women do. There's no red hat group for men. Romeos were retired older men eating out. It has no rules, no officers, no nothing. It's a national, but each one is separate.
But North Hempstead's the best, clearly. The P.I. Romeos. I said the P.I. Romeos are clearly the best Romeos.
I didn't know it was national.
That goes without saying. We meet the first and third Mondays of the month at the Atria on
Cuttermill
Road. And I would say if anyone's interested, get a sandwich, bring it over on a Monday or Thursday at 12:15. Third Monday.
First and third Monday.
Yeah, that I wish I had said that.
Okay, that's fine.
And or call Christina.
You call 311. You know, the Romeos, it's very near and dear to my heart, the Romeos, because I remember that group was formed when I was just an intern.
Oh, really?
And what I've always struck me about the Romeos is it's really a
diverse. I'm not dating you, but you go back 10 years. Right?
Oh,
9 years?
Yeah. 10 years, yeah. I went since 2009.
She was working in Great Neck.
Was that
the social center down there?
Yeah, because they had to be stationed over there.
And I had read.
So you worked at Great Neck?
No, the PI era.
And I had read, Joan had brought it to my attention, this Romeo Grove. As I said, they're all over the country, but each one is independent.
Right.
And I brought into Christina and said, what do you think? Is this something that would work here?
I remember, I did my little research.
I know a couple of men who
That's
might be.
That's right. And it really blossomed. But you know what I was, the Romeos too, and I just really want to stress, because kind of the topic of today, it's really a diverse group of men who all have different views and come from different walks of life. And what always struck me, you know, David said, you know, you never say the person is stupid or, you know, you disagree with their idea maybe, but no one's walking out, you know, there's no fists have been thrown to this date, I hope, right?
Right. The idea may be a dumb old, but not the person who get it. It's social
intercourse. And the Romeos have no facilitator, which is the only group in North Hempstead that does not have a facilitator. I think it's really great. And I encourage people, you know, you could be as vocal as you want or just come to listen. And
so what do you do? As opposed to saying John Doe is stupid, you say he is stupid?
No, you say, I don't know.
I don't agree with your idea.
That person over there is stupid.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, how did General Mattis refer to Trump? He said something. He is cognitively impaired.
Oh.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's a nice one.
That's a Romeo's principle. That's what they go with.
Right.
But definitely, if you're interested, call 311 or 869-6311. I also want to remind people, we've had them on the radio before. There's a wonderful organization that puts out this great informational booklet called The Senior Advocate. I just got, they sent me over boxes of the Winter 2020 Guide. And in this, it is really a great go-to resource for all different things, all different organizations that benefit seniors, whether it's Alzheimer's care, or, you know, they have different doctor information in here. So it's really a good, quick way.
It's very complete.
You know, if you're looking up something. So I have the Winter. I have a bunch of copies. If anyone needs it, please call 311 and or 869-6311, and I will gladly send you a copy of that, because it's definitely a great informative thing. We've been doing a couple of series. I just also want to give a shout out to the Alzheimer's Association, because they've been doing a different chat each week, each month at our facility. And the people that have been attending, it's been so many different seniors have been there, and it's been standing room only, a lot of them. So I just want to give, it's really a great partnership. We're going to continue doing programs with them. Because they're really, we're just trying to reach people and educate everyone on things that you can do to really keep, you know, be aware. You know, a lot of it's the taboo topic a lot of times, and no one kind of wants to face it. But there's a lot that can be done nowadays for Alzheimer's. So definitely check that out. On February 19th, we have a Heart Healthy Nuts program, which is through the Cornell Cooperative Extension, Nassau County. They're going to teach you certain nuts help keep your heart healthy. So who doesn't want to learn what those are? So you can check that out on February 19th.
You might be married to that nut. Think about it. Well, I was going to divorce you, but maybe I'll stay because you're a good nut.
I like
nut.
That.
You're a healthy nut.
I'm into
tree
that.
Nuts.
I like that. Tree February 19th.
Like walnuts, almonds.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good.
And those are all my
peanuts
favorites.
Are the tastiest, but they're not as good.
Listen,
for
an
you.
Almond's really good, though. I do enjoy an almond. I do enjoy a walnut as well.
Yeah.
I like all kinds. Cashews, throw them in. Macadamia, I could do it all. But so that is February 19th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Magnolia Gardens. So please check that out. We also have the next ARP defensive driving class. I encourage everyone to do. You could either get money off on your insurance or lower some points, whatever it might be. And it's either $25 for for ARP members and $30 for non-ARP members. The classes are over at Clinton G. Martin Park. You can come on in and give us a check there. So it is March 7th from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And bring your lunch.
Oh, there you go. Have you gone to this class at CG?
No, not there, but I've gone to the Empire Safety Council. Runs it.
But it's just really good because,
yes.
I encourage you all to do it because everyone needs a good little refresher sometimes. Because it's certainly probably.
But you said bring your lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're there from 9:30 to 4:30.
Oh, you just get online. They don't give you an appointment?
No, this is a class. It's a class. You just sit in the class. So over at CGM.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the.
No, no, yeah. This you actually just sit in the class. Yeah. And so you can eat. And
yeah, that makes sense then. You're going to be that long.
Yes, probably thinking the FIT program.
Yeah, that's what I was
on March 15th. There's going to be, we just had on Jeff Stone, I guess a couple of weeks ago, was on our show.
So he
sent this over because the Kiwanis are having the Taste of the Towns on Sunday, March 15th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Archangel Michael Church in Port Washington. It's $20 per person, $30 per family, and there'll be all different restaurant samplings and live music.
Nice.
Which I think is great. It sounds like a fun day.
Those things are terrific. They really are.
Yeah.
Go back one step on the car thing. I think AARP does this. I know Project Independence does. They have a program called Car Fit.
Yes.
Right. That's what Victoria
which
just
is
said.
Wonderful as well.
I know.
Sherry, our mobility manager.
I remember about a year or so ago. I said, "Well, I can see over the over the steering wheel. I'm so used to seeing cars being
like the ghost cars." Yes.
And she said, "Well, raise the seat."
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "What a difference!"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
No, and I want to also stress too, CarFit is wonderful for anyone of any age. I mean, you've heard me say it before because I had Sherry CarFit me when she was just starting. And there's really things to this day, listen, because I was guilty of it, especially with new cars, half the buttons, you don't know what the heck goes on, what works what. I'm always like, I'm not
totally sure. How to adjust the mirrors for you.
And you really need to because, listen, people want to maintain driving and their independence for as long as possible. Obviously, sometimes that's not the case. But it's really great. So I encourage people, Sherry, I mean, we have these big events, but Sherry will also do an individual appointment with you if you need it, you know, in a more timely fashion. So please call 311. Project Independence, as you can see, is full of wonderful resources, and we have so many partnerships in the community that I want to stress. And on this radio show, we are fortunate to be able to announce that and have them on and showcase it. And it's just wonderful stuff is going on in the community. So definitely call 311. There's really no reason for you to be sitting home not knowing what to do.
And what's going on right now is Christina is announcing everybody's programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you call 311 and say, guess what? You have something coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's important, like Jeff Stone. That's a great thing. You, for $30 for the family, you get something to eat. It goes to a good cause, and yada, yada, yada. That's the end of it.
Yeah, and you're supporting the community, which is really nice.
Right, that's it. And, you know, and $30 for a family. You take the kids to some sort of a pizza place, you're going to spend more than $30.
True.
Yeah, Jeff is in the real estate.
Right.
But specializing in housing for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
And he has this program going on right now with drugs. Which
that's what we had him on, Project Save.
But which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as it develops, it's going to develop, and that's it.
Absolutely.
But,
So I just want to remind people we are off next week, but tune in because we have a bunch of great shows replaying, and we will be back on February 21st with more exciting shows.
Till the 21st, that's it. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.